Total Tuscany Podcast, number 41. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. Great to have you along. I'm Travis Justice, along with Pat Campagna, co-publisher of TotalTuscany.com. Of course, if you have not reached out to us on our social media channels, we encourage you to do so. You can find us at Total Tuscany on Twitter, Total Tuscany on Facebook, and of course on Instagram as well. Hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas. Getting ready for a great 2016. And Pat, I have something for you to do in 2016.
What would that be, Trent?
I am going to have you take a class. You're going back to school, my friend.
Let's do it.
We are both going back to school.
Awesome.
We're middle-aged guys with lots of kids, and I'm sure our wives would really appreciate saying, hey, we're going to go back to school.
All the better. What are we
going to
learn?
What we're going to do is you and I are going to become a better photographer, a better filmmaker, and create great images and memories of Tuscany. How's right. that?
And you want to do that here?
No. We're going to go to Tuscany.
Let's do it.
We're going to do that through our next guest on the Total Tuscany Podcast, which would be John Murphy. John Murphy runs Alt Studio in New York. Coming up in June, he is going to have a class in Tuscany. It's going to be based in Lucca for a month, and you're going to become a better photographer, become a better filmmaker. If you're into sound, you can do that. But it's going back to school to capture Tuscany in all its glory.
How incredible would that be? A five-week intensive program in our favorite place.
It's going to run June 1st, 2016 through July 8th, 2016. If you want more about the program, you can go to altstudiotuscany.com. And after you get done with this podcast, whether you're a student, whether you're an adult, if you're motivated, you do have to know that your submission is due February 15th, 2016. It's going to be a maximum of 30. I think, you know, you'll find out in the podcast, the ideal would be like 15 to 20, but they'll take a maximum of 30. But sit back, relax, and enjoy a great personal story from John Murphy from Alt Studio. All right, John, I have to ask you, because I'm a little bit jealous that I'm not younger, that I could go take this this educational coursework that you're offering, but where did the inspiration to have this study abroad program come in Tuscany?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's anything more educational than travel to anyone. I think if one travels more, you understand people better. You understand things better. You understand how lucky we are as Americans as well. Secondly, I taught a similar travel abroad program at Lucca in 2008 for a university here in New York. And it was one of the best summers I'd ever had. It was extraordinary. Just living and working within the confines of an old fortified city, which is Lucca in Tuscany, was an extraordinary, pretty much life-changing event. The university decided not to do the program the next year, and I started thinking and missing Lucca and Tuscany and decided to go ahead and start the program myself, and that's what I've done.
What do you miss the most? I mean, I know you worked there, but what got into your soul that to you just missed it?
I think, oddly enough, it was the water. All around Lucca, there are basically public faucets, and they call them noseri, which is Italian for nose. And you go up with your liter plastic bottle, and you fill it of this incredible, delicious mineral water. You take it back to your apartment, and that's your water. You know, you have water out of your tap, but it doesn't taste like this. It is mineral water. It's from the spring, and it's delicious. And I think that's somewhat the key to a lot of what Tuscany is. I mean, the ground, the sun, the wind, the water is so pure and delicious that anything that grows there is extraordinary.
John, you're talking to two guys that are now, we're very interested in this course. It's my understanding you're looking for 30 students. Is that right?
Well, you know, truly, well, I think 15 to 20 would be the absolute perfect. 30 would be the absolute maximum.
And what's the demographic? What age group is most interested in this type of a project?
Well, seeing as that I teach in an institute of higher learning here at college and art school here in New York, that I was pretty much assuming that someone who would be in their 20s would be taking this course, either a junior or senior in college or a graduate student. However, it is open if somebody would like to come along. And when I taught in 2008, we had a couple of women who were in there. 50s, and they fit right in. It was a perfect fit. perfect sort of situation.
Now, you're not teaching this alone, right? You got a pretty impressive staff, and other academics are going to participate in this.
Indeed, I do. The thing that makes this program a little different than most other programs is they're not just academics. The people that I have teach in art schools and college, but they're also working professionals. So you're not going to get, the ivory tower view. You're going to get the view of the working guy in the street or girl on the street. We've got a couple of Oscar-nominated Emmy winners, people who are working still photographers and have been published all over the world and shown their films all over the world and in festivals. So it's a pretty talented group, but really not that hard to get some of my friends to come to Italy, for 6 weeks. And it just isn't. And pay them,
Yeah, it's like, you're going to pay me to go on vacation? Okay, sign me up.
Yeah, I'll pay you to go on vacation. I'll get you a great apartment. And you only have to work like 4 days a week.
Amazing. So tell the students that are listening to this podcast or the those that are in their midlife crisis that are thinking about going, what's it like? Where do they stay? What's the day look like? What can they expect the internet?
Lucca, if you've not been, is an extraordinary place in the sense that it's a medieval city, which is surrounded by an earthwork fortification, a very, very broad, thick wall which surrounds the entire city. Lucca itself exists inside the fortification, and it's pretty much stone, stone brick cathedrals, towers. There's four major towers there. So the green space is actually on top of the fortification, and that is, oddly enough, the place where people go to walk arm in arm and gossip, or the teenagers go there to make out, and people take yoga classes, and there's a broad path where you ride your bicycle around, because Lucca is a bicycle city. Cars are not really allowed in town very much, and if you bring a car in, it's going to be a huge pain because the streets are so narrow and they're all one way, and there's no place to park. So it's pretty much a walking, bicycling city, and that I adore because, I ride a bike around New York City and I ride a bike around Lucca. It's a really wonderful way to see the city and to see the people and to get around and just experience them.
Is it amazing to you? I mean, Italy's a small country. And Tuscany is a small region. How many stories there are of inspiration in Tuscany?
It's extraordinary. It really is. It has to be. If you look at Tuscany, if you look at the area around Tuscany, even how many great musicians have come from Tuscany? Puccini. How many great designers have come from filmmakers have come from Tuscany. We're talking about Fellini came from Tuscany, Antonioni came from Tuscany, Galileo came from Tuscany, Leonardo came from Tuscany, and all these great minds, Eustuchi, who in the Eustachian tube, who basically researched and began the modern study of anatomy, came from Tuscany. It's extraordinary. It's got to be the drinking water or something. Such creativity comes from this place. In fact, the quarries where Michelangelo got his stone for his sculptures are just over the hill, on the other side of Lucca.
Well, you mentioned it's a creative area. I drive my wife nuts. I drive Pat nuts when he goes along because I bring my big DSLR camera. I've got my lens, all my lenses. I bring the tripod because I'm looking. I'm that motivated when I'm there. And they look at me like, "What are you doing? You're hauling us around just to get pictures." And I'm like, "It's such an amazing place to really let your creativeness express itself." And every little angle is different. You can capture just the beauty of what is Tuscany, can't you?
Absolutely. And there's some places you just go and you space out a line on the beach, but Tuscany isn't that way. There's so much to learn, particularly about culture, about the basic things that we survive on. For instance, last time I was there, which was a month ago, I experienced new olive oil for the first time. I didn't realize there was a difference. So you're constantly learning. New olive oil, within the first 2 weeks of its pressing, is extraordinary. It's the most incredible thing you've ever tasted. It just almost burns your mouth. It's so intense. It reminds me of the time when I was 13 in Hawaii having my first slice of a real pineapple. And I'd grown up on canned circular wheel pineapples from Dole. And I had this slice of pineapple and just lit my head up. And that kind of revelation exists in Tuscany with every glass and every fork and almost every meal that you have there. It is truly the most amazing sensual place you could possibly spend time in.
Do you see the result with your students, John? Do you note that the same students, same demographic, working in New York and transplant them to Lucca, are they able to tap into that and bring out from themselves a little bit different product, besides the fact that it's just a beautiful place to be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at first, there's a little bit of culture shock because it is so different. But the students that I had in 2008 were still in touch because it was the most magical summer they'd ever had. And that's the same for me. That's why I want to go back. And that's why I want to set up this program because, you know, life is a finite thing. And you only have to look at the streets of Lucca and think of how many thousands of people over the centuries have walked these streets. To think about, you know, you have to live life to the fullest. And I can't think of any place better than Tuscany to actually realize that dream of having every day full of pleasure, food, visions, work. An extraordinary experience.
It's funny because it's hard to explain to people because I think there's a lot of people think that listen to this podcast. You think two guys that talk about Tuscany, they're crazy. But there is something about Tuscany, and you have to experience firsthand that once it gets into your blood, once it gets into your soul, it changes you. You almost yearn for it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people have bucket lists, you know, and that's just exactly what they are. They're a messy collection of climbs and jumps and swims and, you know, and things they want to do. You know, in Tuscany, it's far more profound and subtle than, say, a bungee jump or walking up to Mount Kilimanjaro. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it actually is a life form that kind of, this form of slow realization that this is how life should be. This is civilization. This is the sun, the water, the earth. This is an exquisite experience.
It has to be, beside being such a cool experience for your students, first-time students to Italy and Tuscany, it has to be really cool for you to see the students' eyes open and all of a sudden they're starting to appreciate the same things we're talking about.
Oh, it's extraordinary to see the town and Tuscany through their eyes when you see their films and photographs. And it's so rewarding, so amazing to see that work.
Do you make your students sign a disclaimer, especially in front of their parents, you have to come back? Because a lot of people we've talked to that live in Florence or even Tuscany that are American, they're like, well, we went there as students and we've never come back. Do you say, hey, you got to come back at least to finish up and tell your mom and dad you're going to move back later
on? Kiss mom goodbye.
I'll tell you, you know, last time I was there, the woman who was, you know, I got an Airbnb deal and she was in Dallas and that's how she ended up there. She did a study abroad program and she saw Lucca, and she said, hey, this is it, man. This is it. And it's true. I mean, it's very centrally addictive.
That's a good way to put it. I've never heard it put that way. Centrally addictive is a perfect way because that happened to both Pat and myself, and I think our wives. You know, the only difference is I have four kids, Pat has three. We just can't pack up and move because if we didn't have them, and I always remind the kids, hey, if I didn't have you, I'd be living in Tuscany right now. But centrally, centrally addictive is a very good way to put it.
Yeah, well, I mean, just try the pesto. You know, try a glass of just common vino rosso, you know, and you understand how life could be, how fine life could be on an everyday level. And that amount of value, you know, is priceless.
And at the end of this course, did I read correctly that the students' work, the body of work is somehow displayed for the town?
We'll have a mid-semester show in town, and then we'll have a finally end-of-the-semester show, which will be a big deal for the still photographers, and then we'll have screening for the film students. Last time I taught in 2008, we actually built an exhibition area inside the Historico Antifaro, which is the old Roman circular amphitheater in Lucca, and had a nighttime show of the films for the entire public. And we may try and do that again. Additionally, once they get back to New York, we'll have a gallery show in Chelsea probably and a film screening as well of all the work because I need to share this with the world at large because the work is probably going to be very good and more people need to see Tuscany.
You know, and that's why we do this podcast. Obviously, it's audio, but I think a lot of people like to hear the stories about Tuscany. When you talk about film, when you talk about still photography, you mentioned your olive oil experience. We can go through all the experiences we've had over the years when we visited. Do you find it's hard to capture what it really is on whether it be on film or on still photography? I mean, I got great beauty shots, but as I try to explain to people, I still think they look at it and go, well, that's just a picture. Is it hard to capture capture that emotion in a photo? Is it hard to capture that emotion, that yearning for Tuscany in a film?
Well, yeah, of course it is, because a film and a still photograph are basically, you know, a step removed from your experience. But the ideal thing is, yes, it is important to do a great film or a great photograph, but it's also important to experience being there and doing that work. And that sometimes is more valuable than the finished product, because, you know, just going to a place like Tuscany is inspirational, and it'll change the way you see things, and it'll change the way you see light, particularly in Lucca. The light bends around corners because it's an old walled city. The sun will come in, it'll hit some glass in one building, hit a white wall in the other, and surprise you with light where it shouldn't be. Or you'll walk around a shadowy corner and see a giant tower with trees at the top of it, which is brightly lit by an afternoon sun. It's really dramatic, and to live that is priceless.
John, would you mind sharing with our listeners maybe a personal story of appreciation that you had from Tuscany, whether it was in 08 or some other time? Just
kind
of revelation.
This actually tells a lot about the Italians and a lot about Tuscany. I was in the middle of the semester in 2008 teaching. I kept seeing small aircraft flying over the city, and I'm a pilot, so this interests me. And I could tell they were climbing out. They weren't just flying over. So I went to my local cafe, and I said to Mario behind the counter, I said, is there an airport nearby? And he said, yeah, there's one in Tassignano. I said, oh, how far is that? He said, 5 kilometers. I got my bike, and I rode out to this little place called Tassignano. And I, you know, it was an airport, and I just walked into it. And there was a giant hangar full of skydivers. I'm like, this is interesting. But I've done skydiving before. I'll just keep walking. So I walked down the hangar row. I got to a hangar where there were all these gliders, sailplanes, and they were hanging from the ceiling like model airplanes. They're so light and beautiful and fiberglass. And so I went to the tiny terminal and said to the woman behind the counter, I said, you know, tell me any information about these gliders. And she says, well, I don't speak English, but I speak French, imperfect English. And I'm like, okay, that's great. So this guy walks in, who's a fireman with rubber pants on, and he said, oh, yes, I can help you. I speak English. And I said, well, what's great about the gliders over there? He says, well, the president of the glider club is right outside. Do you want to talk to him? I said, yeah. So I walked out, and there's this guy with a handheld radio and a ball cap on. And I said, I'd really want some information. He says, would you like to take a lesson in the gliders? I go, yeah. Would you like to take a lesson today? Yeah. Are you a pilot? Yeah, I've got like 400 hours and fixed wing, and I'd love to, Okay, can you wait an hour? I said, yeah. So that day, I was flying a glider. I was just a guy in a blue shirt. I didn't have my logbook. I didn't have my license. He just looked at me and went, yeah, okay, I'll give you a lesson. And that was huge. Flying over Tuscany in a glider, unbelievable.
Cool.
Did you have to pinch yourself? You're up there going, I cannot believe what I'm doing right now. And think about it, you had over 400 hours probably in a Cessna or a Piper, but now you're flying.
I mean,
that's crazy.
That was totally crazy. And we came in, there's a pattern, and I was flying the glider. It was a beautiful Grob 103 Acro. And the guy behind me, you know, from Rome, he said, okay, you're going to have to bring a little speed with it on the landing because you're only going to get one shot. He's going to let me land it, too. I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I landed. It wasn't the best landing in the world to it, but it was. I got her down, you know. And I was like, I just felt like I was on fire after that. It was so much fun. I think I was riding my bike back to town. People kept smiling at me. And I realized why. Because I had a giant smile on my face, too.
Boy, of all the times you probably needed a GoPro, that would have been a perfect time to have a GoPro in the cockpit, wouldn't it?
Something. It's in my memory. That's all that really matters. Sometimes you just have to live it.
You know, you're going to base this in Lucca. Is Lucca your favorite, or are you partial to Florence, Siena, San Gimignano? What are you partial to?
Well, gosh, they're all amazing places. Florence is pretty tourist heavy. And coming from New York City, it's nice to have a little town where there isn't, you know, constant stream of people. Lucca does get a tourist, but it's also pretty laid back, you know. Livorno is interesting, too. I like Livorno. Pisa's a little funky, but Siena is amazing. I think my number two would be Siena. It's just such a sweet town. I just really love that place.
You know, your course is going to run June 1st through July 8th. That's good. That's pretty high time for tourists and stuff. You mentioned you just got back. What is your, our favorite? We primarily go in the spring because we're cheap and we find things are cheaper during that. But when's your favorite time to go? How many times have you gone, and when's your favorite time to go?
I don't think I don't have a favorite concert. To tell you the truth. I mean, I just recently, you know, I went last month, and I'd never been in Lucca in kind of the general winter time, and it was very quiet, and, you know, the leaves were down around that. There's the trees that line the wall that goes around the city, and it was just a different vibe and a different experience, and, you know, the 1 or 2 days it rained, it was really, you know, I was fantasizing, like, this would be the way it would be like if I lived here all year round.
Now you're motivating me. www.altstudiotuscany.com is the website to visit. Submissions, if you want to attend this wonderful class, are due by February 15th, 2016, so you have some time. So if I were to go to the website, what do I have to submit? Say it's me, a 45-year-old guy who says, I want to take this class. Do I got to give you some of my work? Do I got to give you some video I shot? What do I have to do to get into this class?
Yeah, give me 20 images of your still photographs or a link to either Vimeo or YouTube of your film and your name and address, et cetera, and a little paragraph of why you want to come. I mean, that's important.
Awesome.
I know why you want to come, but somebody else.
We're an easy sell.
Yeah. All right, the big question, how much something like this cost?
Usually about $5,800 a semester.
That's not bad. I don't think, you know, I was trying to guess before you told me that what a month long. I think with housing and everything you're going to get, I think that's a very reasonable price.
Great price, actually. Yeah.
So,
and travel too. We're going to, like, you know, 5 places as well on that Friday. So it's a great way to see Italy.
Mm-hmm. It really is
wonderful,
John. I think it sounds awesome. I can't wait to see, you know, when you get back. Here's what we need to do: is have you on again when you get back in July to see how the course went, and maybe, you know, if your students put some of their stuff up on Vimeo or their images, we'd love to share them on our blog, because I think people would like to see the finished work.
Oh, absolutely. We can even do that while we're in Lucca, if you want.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Let's do that. John Murphy from Alt Studio, great talking to you. Get more at altstudiotuscany.com. John, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Pat, I've never wanted to be a student again so badly.
You know, I don't think I could have ever imagined myself saying that again, but John is a really cool guy.
Yes.
And that is an opportunity that I don't think I've ever even conceived of this before.
And that's what you have to remember, is when you go to Tuscany, it gets into your soul. It brings out every sense that you have, and it just motivates you. It changes your life. And whether you're going there as a student to capture it on still photography or on film, or if you're even going as a tourist, it will change your life. We've sat here for 2 years and said, Tuscany will change your life. John's a teacher, right?
Absolutely.
But you get the stories he told. The glider story was great.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's stuff like that that creates lasting memories that will stay with you forever.
Simple little stories, even like the water that he's talking
about.
Everything, you appreciate it more. Your senses are heightened. It's just, that's the way it is.
You know, what's great about that is that you look at the water, those were stories that can be told. And if you go on TotalTuscany.com, you'll see that there is quite a few pictures of old people, of elderly people. And remember the first time I was there, I just started taking pictures of people in their 60s and their 70s and possibly their 80s. And I just became enamored with the elderly in Italy. Because they would walk everywhere. They were in such decent shape. They smiled. They had a glow to them. The way they dressed. Those stories that I captured in still photography, I have them hanging up in my office. I have it hanging in my house. I mean, there's pictures that I've had developed that are with me, and they mean so much to me.
Well, the sense of community that you captured, and I don't know, but I suspect that you didn't even know you were capturing it till we got home and looked at those pictures.
Well, I knew I was, I think, I didn't know right away, but I think by the time we left, I knew what I was like, okay, I'm having a lot of fun taking pictures of old people, because they inspired me, and they really did. And that's really where I started to maybe take my still photography game up a notch or two. But there are stories to be told, and again, I cannot recommend any more. But if you have an opportunity to take a summer class in Italy, and it's affordable, it's a 5-week course, you'll learn a lot, you'll meet a lot of people, get a hold of John at altstudiotuscany.com, and you will not be disappointed.
Top-notch faculty.
Very, very top-notch faculty. You can get more information about this as well right here on our website at totaltuscany.com. If you like what you hear, please tell a friend about us and visit the website on a regular basis. Sign up for our mailing list. You know, we're not spammers. We don't email a lot. But when we do have something coming out, we want to be able to tell you about it. You can do that by signing up at totaltuscany.com. www.thebestofbeyondtheseas.com. Make sure to sign up and follow us on our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For Pat Campagna, I'm Travis Justice. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. We'll be back soon with another edition of great stories about Tuscany.